That garage door is closed. All right. First stop, the gas station. Next stop, probably terrible traffic. We'll see how this goes, I guess. Slightly sniffly. Well, looks like Microsoft had some stuff to announce this morning. Some hardware bundles, a bunch of, you know, Halo community business. Locks down Tomb Raider for some unspecified chunk of time. And anytime, you know, like anytime any kind of like exclusive language gets used, of course, people start trying to pick it apart, trying to figure out like, well, is it really never coming to any other platform, or, you know, what's going on? Is it like a 6-month window? Like, what, you know, trying to figure out the terms of the actual deal, which, you know, of course, no one ever wants to talk about because, you know, Microsoft wants you to believe it'll never come anywhere else. And, you know, for their part, the people making Tomb Raider are probably bound to not talk about the terms of the deal so that Microsoft can benefit. That's the whole point of those deals, is, like, some amount of fear in consumers. Like, well, I don't want to miss this, so I better get this platform, because otherwise I'm going to miss it completely. There's no other way to play. You know, it's how that stuff works. They prey upon that mentality. I have my doubts that it is a, you know, a full-on, full-stop exclusive. And even if it was, you know, anytime those sorts of deals get made, it's typically how you end up with, like, oh, it's Tomb Raider 2 Definitive Edition. We packed in the DLC. and put it out on PS4 anyway, because haha, you know, like, it's almost always how that stuff works, so. It seems like it'd be an expensive deal. I guess I don't really, you know, like, depending on what the window is, but, you know, asking them to miss Christmas, on a platform that has a bigger installed base, that sounds expensive. That sounds like the sort of thing that, you know, Microsoft would have to pay a lot of co-marketing money for, a lot of, maybe even some actual damn money. I'm gonna get gas. Think about that. All right, let's move. I got out of its way and whatever. All right. Now the fun game of, can I make it to the office in an hour? I'm going to say probably not. I'm going to say there's going to be too much traffic. We'll see how it goes. I guess the real news today, though, is that that Sierra label is going to be, like, Activision's, you know, small game label, you know, their downloadable label. They finally found a name that isn't as demeaning as Activision Value. So they're relaunching the Sierra name to put out, like, that new King's Quest, but also Geometry Wars 3. Which Stephen Cakebread is apparently not affiliated with. Some other studio doing it. Which I, you know, Geometry Wars seems like a simple enough concept that any developer could, you know, bring some expertise to it and bring some ideas and all that. But I just think about the Geometry Wars games that Activision put out. You know, they did, like, for the Wii, and they did, you know, like, those all those other versions of the game. I thought were pretty bad. I thought that they just kind of, they made sacrifices to the core concept that, that didn't feel right. So it's hard to get too excited about the idea of a new Geometry Wars without its creator at the helm. But we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, that Sierra label relaunch seems like highly questionable. Now that they've announced the first two games that are going to come out with that name on it. Or, you know, kind of their, if that's their vision for it, if it's just like, I don't know, it's another name. You know, obviously they made some games, so we'll put, you know, put out King's Quest and, you know, maybe that'll be amazing. I mean, who knows? But you know, if Sierra is just going to be their name for, like, well, when you think Activision, we want you to think Call of Duty and other huge annualized franchises. You know, your Call of Duties, your Destinies, whatever. Well, maybe Destiny won't be annualized, I don't know. But, you know, they want some differentiation so that the Activision name can stand for Skylanders and, you know, the other huge things that Activision puts out, and they can still have a label for the other stuff. Cars seem to be going slow for no reason. Yeah, then, what, you know, what, Microsoft announced a bunch of hardware bundles, Sunset Overdrive bundle with a white console, Call of Duty bundle. I want to say there was a third, but I don't remember. They do a Halo one, I don't know. They're doing Killer Instinct 2. Emulated for Xbox One as part of the Season 2 of Killer Instinct. And that starts in October. My pockets is getting fatter, says Positive K. I yeah, so I don't know. It seemed like Microsoft had some good stuff for, you know, for them this morning. They also, like, I don't know, I don't think it was in the, whatever the conference was, but I saw E out there talking about it on Twitter that they announced media playback over USB and DLNA. And they've spit out a list of formats that you look at it and you're like, oh, this actually is like, these are the video formats you would want for the most part. Like, you look at it and go like, oh, they're doing MKV, you know, they're doing, like, all the file formats that that people tend to actually use out there in the real world. Because I feel like, you know, previous attempts at that from large companies always leave out codecs and leave out file formats that that people actually use. They do a lot of transcoding, and, you know, you're like, all of a sudden you're like, well, now I need to run this other media server software to transcode these files into MP4s on the fly so that they play back, and like, that's just a hassle. So, you know, direct support of files that people use, that's that sounds pretty good. You know, if that stuff was good enough to where I didn't need to you know, have an XBMC install hooked up to my TV, that'd be great. You know, if I could disconnect that and use that other stuff instead, that'd be nice. I don't know. I mean, I like XBMC a lot. I think it's a cool piece of software, but I don't actually need it. I don't actually need most of its features. It's like a lot of convenience stuff of like, oh, you're matching these video files to real descriptions of what they actually are, and that's pretty neat, but cool. Yeah, there we go. Woo! Sneeze it out, man. Woo! Tuesday. Sunset Overdrive will be good. Like, it looks cool. There's something about the attitude about it that I don't... Something about it just kind of rubs me the wrong way. It was just the way that they, did, like, made their fuzzy characters have Twitter accounts and stuff like that. It's just like... Maybe that's just rubbing me the wrong way. It has nothing to actually do with the game itself, but... I hope that's good. It looks neat. I hope, you know, like, Insomniac... Certainly capable. I'd like to see them, nail that concept, you know? I guess later today we'll see a Bloodborne gameplay trailer. They were out there teasing that. Nobody believe me. CIA circuit breakers, pistol suits, arrangements,
astronauts worse than blood and dog that lost control. The mission stations of the elevator and spray pipes to the ceiling. Lime green metallic faces and spaceships from Harvard.
I would guess that, well, so I guess Hustle Kings will probably be as part of the Sony press conference. They put out a trailer for that a couple days ago. Because, hey, why not have two pool games on your system? Though I guess the benefit of Hustle Kings is it will be free to play. Which is a solid price for a pool game. Maybe it'll have that top-down camera angle that Pure Pool is missing. Apparently this song has an unholy amount of silence at the end of the track. Okay. Well, here's some proper traffic. Thank you. you might think you'd see Shadow of the Beast at something like this. I keep saying that, thinking it makes logical sense a year later to show something on that game finally, but who knows? Did I read it right this morning? Did I see that Sega had settled in the case about the aliens stuff and offered to pay $5 million settlement or, you know, like some... I thought I saw that flash across my iPad as I was rushing to get ready this morning. I want to read up on that because that sounds like fucking crazy. And I hope that stuff, you know, that's the sort of stuff that like shuts down preview coverage of video games. You know, if everyone gets skittish because like, oh, the reality of game development is that this thing we're showing off might get cut or might not make it into the final product in this state, you know, like... potentially very damaging to, the media, like, trying to preview games, you know, like the preview-focused coverage of games. Or maybe it's the sort of thing that just leads to every trailer having a disclaimer on it, saying, like, this is from not the final game, and it is subject to change. Maybe that's enough, but... like the sort of thing that sets a really lousy precedent. I mean, not that, you know, not that I'm saying, like, oh, companies should be allowed to deceive people, you know, like, that's not what I'm saying. It's just one of those things that, yeah, like, I don't know, having talked to a lot of game developers, like, games change as they get developed. Sometimes they change drastically. I guess it'd be one thing if they could prove, like, malicious intent with, you know, whatever demo was given out that people are comparing to the final product. You know, if they could get out there and go, like, oh, well, they intentionally set out to deceive. Like, they knew at that time that... I don't know. I guess I'll read what they put out about it and see... what it says when I get in front of a computer, but that... That does not sound like a victory for anyone. You know, long-term kind of... say trendy type thing. You know, like, does someone need to sue Gearbox because at some point they showed Borderlands as not a cel-shaded game? And you know, when they showed that game, it was their intent to put it out. I mean, granted, they showed a lot of the other look of the game. I don't know. Should we go back and sue Activision because at one point Bruce Willis was going to be your sidekick in Apocalypse and not the main character? This might be terrible. I can't sell. Hate my position on the road right now. Like, I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge all the way, kind of in the, you know, the suicide lane, basically, with two lanes of traffic heading in the other direction, and then on my right and directly in front of me, I've got rented RVs, like those fucking Cruise America RVs that you can rent. So it's like people that don't own their own RV are maybe of questionable proficiency when it comes to driving a vehicle of this size. And I got one directly on my right and one directly in front of me, and it's just, ugh. Like, this doesn't feel like a safe place to be on the road. So I get off the fucking bridge. All right, that RV got overlaid and slowed down, so it's, all right. Yo, why did you stop at the toll booth? It doesn't work like that. Move your fucking rented piece of shit fucking RV through this fucking lane, you dumbass. Oh my god. Ah! Ah! Go! Oh my god. Oh my god, go. See, the sign says do not stop? That means you, motherfucker, go! Holy shit. I will grant you, the Golden Gate Bridge is super fucking confusing if you don't cross it every day. Now that they have, like, toll booths where there should be people, and there are no people, you're like, what the fuck is it? Like, how am I supposed to pay this? But, so I will grant you, it is a bad experience. But, oh my god. Shooting this Maserati, threading the needle, three lanes, going between two of these fucking rented fucking RVs. There he goes. Had to fucking get between them and then punch it. It's fucking Porsche SUV doing the same thing. Ugh. Everybody else is about to pull it too. People swerving around me to fucking go between these two things. Alright. Well, I need to get over because I need to be in this lane anyway. Oh, none of these cars are moving. Take the back way today. Since I'm here earlier and traffic will be worse. I don't know. I walk funny, pocket full of thousands. Y'all niggas bluffing, wishing for a thousand. I'm finna hit an island and dress it with some clowns. Flip a laptop, pack a bitch on browns and a clown. Anything I want, I get it. Travel, I'm never on my pimpy. Get it how I live, I'm just trying to get a ticket. Buy a new ceiling and let the money lift it. Jury game exquisite, bitches get the choosing fast. Niggas already know if they try me, I'ma shoot that ass. Go click, click, then it go blast, blast. Now these niggas trash, so I put them in the trash bag. Hold up, I'm in the lake. Nah, I'm a hustle boy. Pull up to the corner, tell a doctor I got muscle. Let's go for me, they arms going for 100. If you want it, then I got it, come and get it. If you want it, man, keep it.
I should just get out of this lane. I should get out of this lane and go the other way. Look at all these cars. They're going so fast past me. They're blasting past me. Ugh. Taking the marina.
look at these people on rented bikes. I feel the same way about rented bikes as I feel about rented RVs. It's, you can't, you don't want to be near them. Nice message of peace. Oh my, wait. But yeah, I don't know. Let's think about it. What else, what else would Sony have? I mean, this would be an opportunity for them to show The Order again if they had anything else to show. I mean, you know, this is like the potential for something new from Uncharted, but I just that doesn't seem like likely to me. You know, Gamescom is not as big of a deal as E3, so I feel like. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, most of the stuff from E3 wasn't represented. And, you know, it's a big driving game region, so Drive Club might make sense if there was anything left to show. But at some point, like, showing Drive Club again just seems embarrassing, doesn't it? I mean, that game should be out. Like, what else are you gonna say about it? Thank you. I gotta get over. This car needs to not be in the lane to my right, because I gotta get where that car is. Let's do this.
Hurt.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing. I just had sex and it felt so good, felt so.
Do not edge yourself into my lane, fool. There are a lot of cars right here. That's my witty observation for the moment. There are a lot of cars right here. There you go. Light, are we? Just people's pulling fucking jack moves up here. All right, let's see.
Here we go. All right, we're across market. Now anything is possible. It's true freedom. I can always tell when there's too much traffic on the way to the office because I have to go to the bathroom before I get there. Normally the timing works out such that I get there and like, I'd like to go to the bathroom. That'd be pretty good. But now here I am a few blocks away and I'm like, man. I've got to get over a lane, but it's a very busy lane. Okay, here we go. Here's our window. Made it. All right. This fool with the Arizona plates was caught slipping, and now I'm in this lane. And I made it right on time. All right. I'm gonna take off. We got a live stream starting pretty soon, so check it out. I'll see you guys later, all right?